Let's go back to that university funding story. And on the line, we have Vice-Chancellors of Queen's and the University of Ulster, Professors Patrick Johnson and Sir Richard Barnett. I mean, Sir Richard, what we were hearing there from Universities UK about the benefits to the economy generally of university funding would clearly be music to your ears. But the point being, I suppose, that we have to think long term rather than short term to see these benefits, don't we?
Yes, Conor. I mean, as Maggie outlined, universities are crucial now to the success of economies. That is recognised not only throughout the UK and Ireland, but throughout the world. And the Universities UK report, which is independent of the two universities, shows the considerable positive impact that we have, and that's the positive side of it. But it then goes on to look, given the cuts that we've received, the amount of funding we now receive per student relative to what universities elsewhere are receiving. And we receive about £2,000 less per student per year than do universities elsewhere in the UK. Conor, that is not a long-term sustainable position. And you may think of this as a lack of investment in the universities, but the fundamental point is it's not a lack of investment in the universities, it's a lack of investment in the future of our young people. And that's what this is about. And the other thing that clearly at Westminster yesterday, not only was this report launched, but also there was the debate on the corporation tax, that Northern Ireland will get the powers to reduce corporation tax. Well, a key point and a key issue for Northern Ireland in that is the quality of our graduates and the quantity of our graduates and having the skills pipeline, an awful term I know, but the skills pipeline, the number of graduates coming out so that new investment takes place. Mm. And so it is not joined up to, you know, that at the moment to devolve corporation tax whilst cutting the investment in the future of our young people. Both universities, as responsible, have to cut the number of graduates. That just does not make sense from a point of view of Northern Ireland.
Yes, Patrick Johnston, I suppose there might be a public perception that the groves of academe, as it were, are rather privileged places, and why shouldn't they feel the pinch just like anywhere else?
Well, there's no doubt that we live in very austere and challenging times, but as Richard has already said, our universities are about investing in the future of our young people. Our young people are our only resource in Northern Ireland and indeed in most countries. And unlike other parts of the UK, we are disinvesting in young people. So we are the only region of the UK that has actively been disinvesting in higher education over the course of the last 4 to 5 years, which now leaves us 16% adrift of Scotland and closer to 25% adrift of England. England will see a further 9% growth in its higher education budget over the next 12 to 18 months. Northern Ireland will see an 8.6% decrease, further decrease, in its higher education budget. So, as Richard has pointed out, these are really challenging times for us. And it is the longer, medium-term consequences of all of this that we're really concerned about, because it's our graduates, it's the impact on society, it's the development of new companies, new technologies, and, of course, for investment, foreign direct investment.
How do you address the funding issue? Do you shut departments down? Do you raise fees? What do you do?
Well, we don't have the power to raise fees, but we certainly, as the Minister said yesterday, he intends that we begin a conversation on the funding of higher education going forward, and I think that is urgently needed. So that's certainly one aspect to it. Both universities are now looking at all of their programs, considering what programs are viable, what programs are strategically very important for the future of society.
Sir Richard, would you say that this UK universities report gives you some sort of leverage in this battle to resist cuts?
Well, it is an independent piece of research, and it supports what we've been saying. And the Minister, Stephen Farry, is correct in the sense that we do now have to have a serious conversation in Northern Ireland about how we're going to fund the future of our young people. The current situation, Conor, is not sustainable into the medium term. You know, we can't go on as we are at the moment, you know, with these sticking plaster budgets as we've got this year. So we do need to consider, you know, and different countries do it different ways. Scotland does it one way, England another way. And it is time that our politicians had a serious debate in Northern Ireland. if we want the bright future for our young people, if we want to take advantage of the cutting corporation tax, then they have to have a serious debate about how they're going to fund the future of the...
Patrick Johnson, looking at the two universities together, I know you're in competition in a way, but as the image of Northern Ireland is represented by you two together, I mean, what sort of prestige is there, do you think, that can be promoted by Queen's and the University of Ulster to attract, and especially non-EU students who are particularly profitable?
Yeah, I think this is a really important point, Connor. We both already have international students beyond the EU coming to both of our universities, and indeed I have set the internal challenge to double the number of international students over the next 5 years coming to Queen's. Queen's has opened two international campuses recently, one in China, in Shenyang, which will officially open later this year, but is already taking students. And also in Dubai, we are planning a new health sciences university in partnership with Dubai Healthcare City, which was announced just 5 weeks ago.
So this should bring people in?
Absolutely. I mean, okay. These are the sorts of networks that we are actively building. But our ability to actually develop these networks is constrained because we will lose staff, we will lose students because of cutbacks. So our leverage point decreases, and our ability to reach out in a way that actually impacts even more positively on our own economy.
Okay, well, the message has gone out this morning, loud and clear. Professors Patrick Johnson and Sir Richard Barnett, thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you.